The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this Sunday morning, the final day of the Masters, which is going to be playing right behind us in the sports book. And of course, another great day of racing that'll be playing right behind us in the race book as well, as we come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, at the South Point Hotel. And, of course, casino complex here on Las Vegas Boulevard. Yeah, big street here in town, no doubt about it. Anyhow, we welcome you to the show. And, of course, if you're running around town this early Sunday morning, well, then you can listen to us on our anchor radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM here in town for your radio. And, of course, if you're listening and streaming on websites, we got that too, our websites. RaceDayLasVegas.com, .Vegas, .World, .Global. We got them all. We got all those dots. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. So simply put, however, wherever, whenever you get us, welcome to the Race Day Show. Don't forget your devices now. We know everybody can't live anymore without your devices, your iPhones or your Androids. And you got two ways of getting us with apps on your devices. You can get the radio station app, the KSHP app, put it on your device. Then you can hear us wherever you go. Or the YouTube app, which you can also hear and watch us as you do on the South Point Studios streaming network. So anywhere you get us, welcome to the show today. Well, no more points, no mas. That's it. Done, over, out of the door. So now we know the 20 horses that have enough Kentucky Derby points to secure a precious starting gate in the Kentucky Derby 20 horse starting gate. We now know what that is. But as you and I both know, and as we've been witnessing, especially the last couple of years, it doesn't mean the points are not the only criteria. It's called surviving. That's the criteria between defections as far as the physical is concerned, as far as how their training is concerned, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's going to be defections in the first 20 qualified horses with points that have been made throughout the year, okay, up until this point. And that includes yesterday's 20-pointer. We're going to get into that in just a moment. So we've got, less than 3 weeks to go, 2 weeks and 6 days to go until the Kentucky Derby runs. Now, you remember 2 years ago, the Richter scale winner, you know, that won the Kentucky Derby, wasn't even in the field 48 hours before the race. So keep that in mind. We're going to go over the points in our next segment. We're going to go over the points that have been availed now and the horses that have those qualifying points to make the Derby. But remember, there could be a lot of defections, or at least some defections, before the Kentucky Derby runs, the 150th running of this run for the Roses. Just a little bit less than 3 weeks to go. First Saturday in May, as you know. 20 days, exactly, to go to the Kentucky Derby. We got a lot of plans here, too. As you know, I'm just going to tell you real quick about all the stuff that's happening. Thursday, May 2nd, we're going to be here at the South Point Studios with an array of handicappers. We may have so many handicappers that we might not be able to fit it in an hour, but that's okay. If all of them manage to get here as we invited them to do so, we'll keep going on the South Point Studios streaming network because we do not have any restrictions about doing it. We're going to start at 3 o'clock, May 2nd, Thursday, May 2nd, the eve of the Kentucky Oaks. We'll go over the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Oaks cards and preview the Kentucky Derby. All right? That's that Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific time. You can only get it on the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. We won't be simulcasting it anywhere else. No websites, no podcasting, it'll be only here. So we want you to get used to coming here and enjoying this streaming at YouTube. All right. Now, the next day, of course, we'll keep having our race day shows in the morning as we normally do. Next day will be Kentucky Oaks Day. They'll run the Kentucky Oaks card, a big, great card of racing there with many other stakes races. And then they'll race the races on the West Coast. And then following the West Coast races, when they conclude at about 6 o'clock on Friday, the 3rd of May, we'll be doing the annual Kentucky Derby seminar in the Grandview Lounge, which is adjacent to the race book, so you don't have to miss any of bets if you want to make a bet and then run over. It's set up in a nice lounge format. You'll have the seats and all that. On stage will be Jonathan Ardoon from the East Coast, John Lendo from the West Coast, and of course, I'll be air traffic controlling these guys. We're going to go over the Derby and any other races on Derby Day that they like as well. Okay, that's the seminar Friday night, 6 o'clock, here at the South Point in the Grandview Lounge. Then the next day, it's Derby Day. That's it. Time to go. Let's go and celebrate the Kentucky Derby, right? The 150th running of America's most famous horse race. And we'll be doing that in the huge, big, grand ballroom here at the South Point. The same ballroom they set up for the Super Bowl and the NCAA tournament, etc. The big ballroom, big screen TVs, a lot of little screen TVs for all the other racing action on that day, so you don't have to miss anything. Betting windows, you'll have plenty of betting windows. Food and beverage discounts, big banquet tables, bring your friends, have a great time, etc. And a hat contest with several different categories as well. So all of that happens here at the South Point. Everything I just said is free, free to you, including parking your car outside to get started. And that happens Derby week, okay? Enough said there. Now let's get to some results. The most important one yesterday, obviously, for the Kentucky Derby was the Lexington Stakes at a mile and 16th for three-year-olds on the main track at Keeneland. I can only tell you this. In watching and witnessing the races at Keeneland over the entire week, with the from the muddy tracks and now to the dry track yesterday, speed front-running was golden. You need to be near or on the lead at Keeneland to win those races over the last couple of days. And that played exactly into the hands of the Lexington Stakes because Ancino went out there and battled for the lead. And when they turned for home, the battle was still engaged between the favorite, the Wine Steward, and Ancino, who was bet down the 3-1. They battled through the stretch. Nobody else was really closing on them in the race. And when they came to the wire, Ancino edged out the win over the favorite, the Wine Steward, to get the win. Florent Garreau aboard for trainer Brad Cox. This was Brad Cox's third consecutive win in the Lexington Stakes, so he knows how to get a horse ready for that race. Ancino wins it. Here's a horse who's had three races on a synthetic racetrack at Turfway Park. He won two out of those three, but nobody knew how he would take to the main dirt track. Well, he took to the main dirt track just fine. Ancino wins, pays $8.62. The Wine Steward a gutty second, and finishing third was Dilger. And now we have 20 Kentucky Derby points for Ancino. He had 20 going into the race, which means now he had 40. And that sat right on the cusp. Up until this morning, he was sitting one away from making the field in 21st place. Stay tuned. More to come on that. All right. Other winners on the day, by the way, like I said, it was speed favoring, but it was also quite speed favoring on the turf course yesterday. And the prime example in that was the Jenny Wiley Stakes, the grade one, the supporting feature of the day, where Beau Cachet goes gate to wire under Frankie DeTore. Beau Cachet goes the mile and the 16th, didn't get caught, went wire to wire, paid $53.68 for the upset win for Chad Brown. Now, arguably, Chad Brown had four horses in the race, and this was the longest price of them. But Chad Brown, Frankie Dettori, in a grass race, stakes race, paying $53.68. By the way, you remember Jonathan Hardoon had English Rose in that race. That horse ran second to Beau Chate, and the third horse was Didia in the Jenny Wiley. It was Chad Brown's seventh win in the Jenny Wiley, probably the highest-priced winner out of those seven, for sure. Other stakes yesterday, the Giants Causeway at Keeneland, won by Roses for Deborah. You remember that Jonathan loved this horse, trained by Christophe Clement. The winner there, Roses for Deborah. Irad Ortiz aboard, paid $5.52. If you remember, I was asking Jonathan, Joel Rosario, who's the main rider for Christophe Clement, was on another horse. But if you looked at the past performances, you saw that Irad was riding Roses for Deborah. And Joel secured a mount on a Mark Cassie trainee. Well, that horse ran second. So you had Roses for Deborah winning it. Love Reigns with Rosario was second, and in the race, third was Elm Drive. Phil D'Amato's horse from Southern California, Elm Drive, finished third. That yesterday at Keeneland. Pick six yesterday at Keeneland paid $91,130.73. And now we will wait and see if Brad Cox, who was just thinking about trying out Encino and the Lexington to see if this horse would like to run on the dirt, whether he's going to turn him around back quickly for the Kentucky Derby if he gets in. More on that later. All right, Oaklawn Park, the big race of the day was the $1,250,000 Apple Blossom for the older fillies and mares, this grade one in this race. The winner there, going gate to wire, was Adair Manor, outclassing the rest of the fillies and mares in that race. Adair Manor, trained by Bob Baffert, ridden by Juan Hernandez, paid $3.40 as the favorite. That big long shot that Jonathan Ardoon said on the show that he liked in the race, finished second at 28-1, paid $13.60 to place. And if you hooked him up with the 4-5 favorite in the Apple Blossom, the $1 exacta came back $30.80. That's turning chicken feathers into chicken soup, folks, right there. Baffert won his second Apple Blossom. And both Bob Baffert and Juan Hernandez completed the double of winning the Arkansas Derby and the Apple Blossom, both races with $1 million-plus purses. As a matter of fact, the Arkansas Derby, $1.5 million. One more $1 million race to go at Oaklawn Park. It happens next weekend. It's the Oaklawn Handicap at $1,250,000. Double for the jockey and trainer in the Arkansas Derby and Apple Blossom there. Flying Connection was second, as we said. Finishing third was Free Like a Girl. Earlier in the day, the Count Fleet, the Grade 3 Count Fleet, was won by Skelly. Skelly wins it. Ricardo Santana aboard for Steve Asmussen, paying $3.40 as the favorite there. Here's a horse. This horse won his second consecutive Count Fleet. He won it last year. He won it again yesterday. And this horse loves Oaklawn Park. He is now 7 wins of 9 starts and 1 second out of those 9 starts. 7 wins there with this Count Fleet yesterday. And as far as the distance is concerned, 9 wins of 13 starts with 3 second place finishes. So Skelly is certainly a high, the leading sprinter. Talking about payoffs, how about this? Early pick 5 at Oaklawn, 360, 820, $17, 102.60, and 1160. How about the pick 5? Paid $23,411.80. Wasn't over for the big long shots. In the final race at Oaklawn Park, the winner there going wire to wire paid $104.80. $200 horses yesterday at Oaklawn. But that pick 5 with a lot of favorites in front of it paid $3,710.50. A couple of bombers yesterday at Oaklawn. 2 huge wins by the favorites in the stakes races. At Aqueduct yesterday, my man Jonathan Ardoon, boy, I'll tell you what, his horses are live, they're running. Didn't get a win yesterday at Aqueduct, though. His horse ran second in that race at Aqueduct. Their pick 6 paid $1,177 with that carryover. And finally, at Laurel, they had $400,000 stakes races. The Heavenly Cause won by Intrepid Dream for Javian Toledo and Gary Capuano, paying $3 even. The Promenetta won by Disco Ebo, ridden by Sheldon Russell for Robert Reed Jr., paid $4.20. The Frank Wheatley won by Coastal Mission with the Arnaldo Bosachica, paying $5 even for Jeff Runco. And in the Native Dancer, the winner there was Ain't the Beer Cold. Javian Toledo again winning there. So he had two stakes wins yesterday for Kenneth Cox. This one, Kenneth Cox, the trainer here, paying $26.80. All right. That's what happened yesterday. We got some stuff happening today. So before we get started, I want to remind you that Jonathan Ardoon is standing by, Rich Ang, John Lindo, and Jerry J. And of course, your racing menu and the latest on the Kentucky Derby leaderboard points. Do not go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, talking about the Kentucky Derby, and now the horses that are aiming for the Kentucky Derby are making their way to Churchill Downs. Four horses are already there. They had some workouts yesterday. Catching Freedom, which Mystic Dan, Common Defense, all worked at Churchill Downs yesterday. Catching Freedom went the half mile in 48, and he galloped out six furlongs in 1:14.3. Of course, he's the Louisiana Derby winner. Then we went to Mystic Dan and Common Defense. Mystic Dan rolled out and went a solid half mile in 1:04.5. That's at the 5 furlongs, 1:04.5, and galloped out in that in the 5 furlongs. And let's see, I am trying to get Common Defense here. We'll check on Comedy. Oh, Common Defense went 49.2 for the half. Endlessly. You remember, this is the horse that won the Jack Ruby on the synthetic racetrack. His trainer, of course, Mike McCarthy, said that he might be trying to keep him on the grass on Derby Day in the big grass race for three-year-olds, but he's still eligible for the Kentucky Derby. He worked in 5 furlongs in 1:02.1 in that race. And a couple of other horses obviously took the track on gallops. And of course, the Kentucky Oaks horses were working as well. All right, let's get to the racing menu for today. We begin by telling you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, you'll be playing the races here at the Racebook here. These will be the first post times that roll out in the books. For that matter, if you're anywhere in the Pacific time zone, these will be first post times Pacific. If you're listening anywhere else, adjust it accordingly to where you're at, to the Pacific time zone. Don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here is the menu for today. We begin the racing menu with the Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has a first post time of 9:30 for their racing card at Tampa Bay. And they have a pick six jackpot carryover, $4,266. First post time Tampa Bay is at 9:30. Then we go to Keeneland Racecourse. Keeneland Racecourse has 9 races today. No stakes race today, but 9 races. First post time is 10 a.m. at Keeneland. 10 a.m. at Keeneland today. By the way, they have a super high five carryover there, carried over from last night. Super high five carryover at Keeneland, $9,927. All right, and then we move to Laurel Park. Laurel Park's first post time, oop, we got it out of order. Laurel Park is 9:25, so they're before Keeneland, but Laurel Park has 10 races. Their first post time, again, 9:25. They have a pick six jackpot carryover, $2,697. Gulfstream Park, their rainbow pick six jackpot carryover, now stands at $126,119. 10 races at Gulfstream, first post time, 10:10. Then we go to the big A in New York at Aqueduct. Aqueduct in New York right now. It is sunny, 56 degrees. The track is fast at Aqueduct, and they have no carryover there, of course. First post time for their nine races is at 10:20. They have three stakes races today, a couple of New York Stallion Series stakes races. They are the fifth race, the Times Square Division. In that fifth race, for three-year-olds at 6.5 furlongs, seven go to the post before scratches. Antonio of Venice is the 9-5 favorite there. And then later on, the Park Avenue Division for 200,000 for three-year-old fillies at 6.5 furlongs, sees a field of eight before scratches. And the favorite at 2-1 there is Sunday Girl, which happens to be running on Sunday. Earlier in the day, the $150,000 Top Flight Stakes will be early. Third race on the card, Mile and Winnet for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. A field of five, just five, but a competitive five, that's for sure. Favoritism will be between Comparative at even money on the morning line and Tizzy in the Sky at 6-5 on the morning line. First post time at the Big A, 10:20 today. Oaklawn Park has nine races. Their first post time is 10:35, 10:35 at Oaklawn. Hawthorne Racecourse has eight races. Hawthorne Racecourse, first post time there with a super high five carryover of $2,505, is set at 12:40. Golden Gate, Northern California, has seven races. Golden Gate has a pick six jackpot carryover, $64,251. Their first post time for seven races set at 1:15. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California, where today is Sunday. That means they're going to seed the pick six pot at $10,000. There's already $10,000 they put in the pick six pool today at Los Alamitos. First post time is 5:40. Nine races, two thoroughbreds, three mixed breed, four quarter horse races today at Los Al. 5:40 again with 10 grand already sitting by them in the pick six pool. That's your menu for today. We're going to go out now to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. How are you doing, Jonathan?
Good, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good today, my man. That's for sure. The Apple Blossom, when, you know, I asked you to talk about it, and we all knew that Bob Baffert was sending out, you know, the favorite in that race. He's so prominent when he sends a horse out to Oaklawn Park. He doesn't kid around there. He has a hell of a batting average there. As a matter of fact, before yesterday, he had 39 winners out of 91 times at Oaklawn recently with a 43% batting average, and he upped that batting average yesterday with that favorite. So if you're looking to concede to the favorite, the only way you make chicken feathers out of chicken soup is with the horse that you gave him that paid good for second. He ran second in the exacta at 28-1.
Yeah, the horse ran very well, because if you watch the start of the race, she was literally eliminated. She got squeezed back and she came running late to get up for second. Listen, if you could turn a 3-5 shot or a 2-5 shot into a 30-1 shot, that's probably pretty good. I know Jerry J goes over betting strategies with you on a lot of the quiet days, and I'm sure he would recommend something like that. If you're using a short priced horse, you got to either don't bet the race, or you find some value, and you got to find someone long underneath. And it worked out yesterday in that race.
Well, that is a textbook of what he talks about all the time, and certainly used to the credit yesterday, because that dollar exacta paid $30.80 with a horse that paid $340 to win, the obvious horse that won. And all I can say is the horse was appropriately named. The horse was Flying Connection, and as you say, got a bad start, was flying at the end. Boy, he passed everybody, couldn't get to a Dear Manor, but that was a nice call there. You've had a lot of second place finishes in the last couple of days, so we're getting live horses out of you. And we'll get to getting to some horses that'll get a little bit better than second today, one more better than second. But as I said, I was teasing at the top of the show, we now have the top 20 point getters for the Kentucky Derby. As far as points are concerned, these are the horses, that's it. I'm going to put up the graphic now of what the points are showing to this time. Now, remember, we got 20 days to go. 20 days until the Kentucky Derby, and you know we get defections. So here they are. Sierra Leone, Fierceness, Catching Freedom, Stronghold, and Resilience, the top five. Forever Young, Endlessly, Door Knock, Just a Touch, and Track Phantom, the top 10. West Saratoga, Just Steal, Honor Marie, Domestic Product, and Catalytic are the top 15. Deterministic is 16. Society Man is 17. Mystic Dan is 18. And look at the screen, folks. Okay, here it is. TO Password is the Japanese horse. That one gets in. And No More Time was at 19th with 45 points. But you have breaking news, Mr. Hardoon.
Yeah, unfortunately, he got hurt this morning in while training at Palm Meadows. So trainer Jose D'Angelo says he's going to scratch and he's going to need some time on the sidelines. He got hurt, and that moves Encino in if Brad Cox decides to go. You know, it's a short turnaround. And yesterday, I don't know what you could really get out of the race because, to be honest with you, whoever made the lead at Keelan basically won. So I don't know how good the race was. Visually, it was fine, but I don't know if he's ready to run a mile and a quarter in the Derby in just 3 weeks. So Cox has to make that decision. And I'm sure this was the first of some other defections because, like we said for the last couple of weeks, Ralph, every year, regardless, you know horses are going to come out and something is always up, whether it be Forte, you know, or you got to deal with the vets and HISA and everything else that goes with it. So,
and not only that,
so easy,
not only that,
the points, but you still got to get there.
Right, exactly. And these are the points. In other words, the only other way that other horses get in now is by defections, that's for sure. But this is the field that earn enough points to earn a starting position in the starting gate. But No More Time needs more time. And he's out of time. And he's out of time for the Derby, so he's going to be out. So that brings Encino in. And if you remember, when we were talking about this race yesterday, and in ensuing weeks before yesterday, we always said that Lexington, although it only holds 20 points, when horses are on the cusp but get into the field, sometimes it makes a difference. It has here. Whether Cox will take advantage of that, we don't know yet. But that's for sure. We can conclude one thing, and I know what you're talking about, the speed at Keeneland. It was predominant for the last couple of days. But we can at least conclude this, can we not, Jonathan, that the horse can perform just as well on dirt than he does on synthetic?
Absolutely. I mean, it's true that the track may have carried him, but guess what? If he didn't want dirt, he wouldn't have run that well, and he ran well. Listen, he got the points, and again, that's the key to that race that they ran yesterday. It's only 20 points, but horses like Hades, and there was another horse that tried to get in, they came back on a short layoff just running a few weeks ago in Florida or wherever they ran, and we even said it on the show. We thought that the whole edge of that race was getting rid of those horses who would be bet because they were coming back just too close, and we happen to have been right. They didn't run well at all.
That other horse you're talking about, of course, Liberal Arts.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Believe me, once in a while, when I can remind somebody, it's a big deal. That's for sure. Usually, you guys are reminding me. But in any case, Brad Cox got the he knows what to do to get a horse to win the Lexington. Anyhow, that's for sure.
He knows how to get horses to win a lot of races.
Yeah,
he's won the Derby. He's won a numerous Breeders' Cup races. I wouldn't sell him short.
Anything else that happened yesterday? I know that you have already alluded to the fact, and so have I, that the track, you know, Keeneland, since it was drying out from being mud, it just became get to the lead and get to the rail and good night, Irene, so to speak, anyhow, for the most part. There were some races yesterday when I was thinking to myself, gosh, don't the jocks in the jocks room take a look at some of these races? Cause, especially in that, in the race, I believe it was, yes, the eighth race there, two horses went out. It was a very competitive race too. It wasn't like it was a race where you can let a horse get an advantage on you, without taking action. Two horses went out on the lead and got to the half mile in, not so much pedestrian, but doable time. And they just kept going. And I'm thinking to myself, they were like six lengths in front of the rest of the field, competitive field as it was. And I was thinking to myself, what are these jocks waiting for? And it was to the short stretch, too.
Don't they watch races, you would ask?
I don't know. I mean, and again, believe me, I'm not second-guessing jockeys because they're brave people and certainly can make the weight. But what I'm saying is, as we look at it, maybe none of those horses, they could get to go any faster earlier. They were settling in or whatever. But it looked, you know, you knew as a player watching that and knowing the penchant of the racetrack that you were pretty much in deep water. And what about Frankie Dettori's job in the Jenny Wiley? My goodness, on the grass, he breaks from an outside post, the 10 post, gets to the rail, and just scampers off, and nobody was able to catch him. And it was Brad Cox.
One of the Chad Brown horses.
Chad Brown,
race.
Yeah.
There and he had the co-favorite in with the horse coming back off of the layoff. But was that the Tory's only mount yesterday? He went all the way there to ride that horse.
I have no idea. But in the post-race interview, they asked Cox if Chad Brown. They asked Chad Brown if he had any instructions for Irad, and Irad was sitting there and he told Chad. He says, "You know, I think I'm going to go for the lead and see what happens in there." He said, "What do you think?" And Chad says, "Well, go ahead, you know." And so,
Dettori,
yeah. Right? I'm thinking it wrong, but Dettori told Chad Brown. He says, "I think I'm going to try for the lead from the outside. See if I can save some ground. If I can get to the rail, and take it from there." And he asked Brown if that was okay, and Brown said, "Yeah, sure, why not?"
Brown probably thought he didn't have much of a shot anyway. He probably liked his other horses in the race better. But listen. Dettori is like reborn. It's amazing. Last week he won 6 races, and he wins yesterday going to Kentucky. He's pretty good. I don't think retirement is in the near future for him.
Well, I don't know. You're darn right. And I got to tell you, as old as he is, he's still jumping out of the saddle like and making those flying leaps. That's for sure. All right. Time to get started. We need some winners today, Jonathan.
All right, Ralph. Aqueduct, to be honest with you, slim pick in short field. So we're going to go to Gulfstream for the first of our 2 radio plays. And it comes in the 9th race, 6 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 1 horse in here, Just Great. This is a 3-year-old filly who makes her first start as a 3-year-old. First start for trainer Arnold Delacour. First time LASIK. She had 2 races as a 2-year-old back at Delaware, and she ran super. She's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. Paco Lopez takes the mount. I like number 1, Just Great, to upset and win today's 9th race out at Gulfstream.
6 furlongs the distance. 9th race is the race number. And in that race, number 1, Just Great, 8-1 on the morning line, Paco aboard. And you know, breaking from the rail at 6 furlongs, when you got Paco there, you're going to get out of the gate in good order. That's for sure. 9th race, the 1 horse at Gulfstream. Jonathan's pick there, and we hope the horse is Just Great. All right, where else?
Yes, we do. Let's go to Keelan, look at their 9th and final. And this is a 1.5 miles on the turf. And the number 4 horse in here, High Tide, a 7-year-old gelding from the Rob Attriss barn. Attriss sent out 2 horses at this meet, and he's won with both of them. Rider switch today to Florent Giroux, 9-2 on the morning line. This 7-year-old is really in top form now. And I like number 4, High Tide, to win today's 9th and final out at Keelan.
9th race at Keeneland, the 9th race at Keeneland, the 4 High Tide. Let's hope it's a high tide for us as well in the winner's circle. The 4 in the 9th race at Keeneland is Jonathan's other pick. Jonathan, you've had some, some bad luck, etc., but your horses have been alive all week, that's for sure. You got 4 sheets today.
Yes, we have Gulfstream, Keeneland, Oakland, and Aqueduct.
All right. Even though you kind of don't like Aqueduct that much.
Well, I'm being honest, Ralph. The car doesn't, no value, short fields, what are you supposed to do?
All right. But you got clients that want Aqueduct, so there you have it. There it is. And we will talk to you on Wednesday. Maybe even you have a soapbox on Wednesday. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll think of something by then. Thank you,
right.
Ralph.
Thanks a lot, Jonathan. Have a couple of nice days off, that's for sure, my man.
Stay safe and be well.
All right, my man. We're going to come back with Rich Eng standing by, and we'll get an update on the Masters. We're going to find out what's going on with the Masters. Final day. Who's going to wear the green jacket? We'll be right back.
Who is there for heroes? Are the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Sunday. It is the day that someone will be wearing the green jacket at the Masters for this year. We now go out to Rich Hang standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie.
Well, what's going on with the Masters, buddy?
Well, the leader of the second round is still leader of the third round, and it's Scottie Scheffler. He's at -7. And the key to following today's golf, Ralph, at the Masters is the fact that the last 27 years, the winner has been no farther than four strokes off the lead. And if you follow that formula, that means there's only five guys who are capable of winning today. That would be Scottie Scheffler at -7, Colin Morikawa at -6, Max Homa, 5 under par, Ludvig Åberg at -4, and Bryson DeChambeau at -3. The last time someone came from further than four strokes back, Ralph, was 1996 when Nick Faldo was six strokes off the lead and rallied to win in the last round. So anyway, the trend is you got to be close. Maybe it's just like at Keeneland in horse racing.
Yeah, no kidding. Good analogy there, that's for sure, Richie. And I'm sure glad you pronounced those five names and not me.
Well, I might have butchered them myself, but anyway, I tried.
Your thoughts about the Lexington and what's going on at Keeneland?
Well, the track has been so speed favoring, you know, for this entire week that, you know, it's hard to draw a conclusion. But the fact that Encino, you know, coming off all those races at Turfway Park and the tap of the surface, you know, took the dirt like a duck to water, is a good sign for the future. I'm not sure about liking his chances in the Kentucky Derby coming back on short rest. And, you know, drawing into the field. But still, I think this horse has a high ceiling. So I think he's certainly somebody to follow.
All right. Well, I know that you have a full sheet you're working on for every day of the Keeneland meet, the spring meet and the fall meet, for that matter. When Keeneland comes around, you have two sheets, usually in Southern California and at Keeneland. Obviously, Santa Anita will not get back into action until Friday, which is a good sign because it looks like there's a lot of rain and stuff coming in to Southern California in the next couple of days. So hopefully, fingers crossed, when they start the Hollywood meet on Friday, everything will be gone and out. But you do have a Keeneland sheet today for everybody. It's at the racedaylasvegas.com website. And of course, when Santa Anita ups and starts the racing again on Friday, you'll be having two sheets there and over the weekend as well. Got a horse for me today?
Yeah, you know, I knew it was raining in Los Angeles last night because I bet the Dodgers-Padres game was delayed start because of the rain. So they eventually got in. Dodgers went 5-2. Let's go to the second race at Keeneland, Ralph. We talked about how speed has been doing pretty well this week.
Yeah.
Let's try the number one horse, Quincy Ryder, 2-1 in the morning line. I've seen both of his horses, races at Turfway Park. The first race, his horse obliterated a field maiden special weight. And then the last time out, could not get to the lead from post 11. But if you take a look at the half mile, they went 43-4 at Turfway, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So I really think the horse should be able to get to the front today. Florent Giroux rides. Let's go with the one, Quincy Ryder, race two, Keeneland.
Second race at Keeneland, the one horse Quincy Ryder. Of course, that is the start of the early pick four and second in the early pick five sequence. In the second race at Keeneland, number one Quincy Ryder with Florent Giroux aboard. Rich Eng's selection for the race day show. Don't forget, he's got a full sheet for Keeneland right now at the racedaylasvegas.com website. So, well, Richie, we'll enjoy a little Masters today and start fine-tuning for the Kentucky Derby. The points are over now. We know which horses qualify at the moment. And of course, as we said, that Encino, which was on the cusp yesterday after winning the Lexington, is now in the field, according to the points, because and this is certainly not going to be the last defection, I believe.
Yeah, and, you know, for personally, after my two golfers blew up at the Masters, I did say with Scottie Scheffler, and I'm using the old term out, better short price than long face, so I'm rooting for Scottie to win as the favorite.
All right, let's get Scottie that green jacket for you, that's for sure. Okay, we'll talk to you next week, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
Coming up next, our closing act, you know what it is, it's John and Jerry. John Lindo comes with us next, so don't go away. We'll be right back on this Sunday show.
From the South Point Studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down. Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock.
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back to put the finishing touches on this week and certainly this show. We get John Lindo coming in, and all I can tell you is we're looking for next week. Oaklawn Park's the track that's got all the big races again, although Laurel Park has several stakes races. As I look here, it's got they've got five stakes races next Saturday. Santa Anita, of course, will have a couple of stakes races. They'll be back in business with the Providentia and the Californian, but Oaklawn Park will feature the Beth House Row Stakes, the Valley of the Vapor Stakes, and the Oaklawn Handicap for the older horses, the division that goes to the Breeders' Cup Classic. This thing is worth $1,250,000. That happens next week at Oaklawn. Wonder if Bob Baffert's going to send a horse out for that. We'll wait and see. John Lindo, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man, and it was exciting racing yesterday, mostly at Oaklawn and Keeneland, that's for sure.
A lot of action out there, some good racing, good quality horses. It was a fun day to watch, and like Richie, caught a little Masters after that. It was a nice Saturday to stay inside and relax.
Yeah, now what about the weather there? I see there's a lot of clouds looming in northern and central California. Is it going to get down south?
It got a little rain last night. It was really cold and windy. The sun's out now, but it kind of feels like a November morning. It doesn't feel like an April morning. It's cold, but it's clear as a bell right now.
Yeah, we're getting that same thing. We've got a lot of wind going on outside, and as a result of that, the temperatures have dropped. I mean, we were up into the low 80s And now we're dropping down, of course. By next week, we'll be back into the 80s, and then we're going to start pushing 90s real soon, that's for sure. Well, we're less than 3 weeks away to the Kentucky Derby, and all of the great stuff we'll be doing here that Derby week here at the South Point, and certainly the Kentucky Derby seminar. Has anything from yesterday or anything recently in the last week or so changed your thoughts about the horses that you think have a good shot in the Kentucky Derby?
No, now it becomes a matter of the vet watch and the attrition that goes into the Kentucky Derby. So we'll see. You saw the first one this morning with the horse with the runner-up from the Tampa Bay Derby came out. And we'll just have to see how things go. Forever Young, the Japanese horse, had his first gallop over the track at Churchill Downs today. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll monitor, see how he handles shipping over to the United States. And those are the things we have to look for now when the horses get their final prep over the Churchill Downs track. Who handles it and who doesn't?
Yeah, that's right. We're in their survival mode now to get them to the starting gate on the first Saturday in May. Well, while Santa Anita is on their little respite, you're doing Keeneland. And, of course, Santa Anita will kick in starting on Friday again. So what's the schedule for the Linda Report next week?
Well, we'll continue to do Keeneland daily. So that'll be Wednesday through Sunday next week. And when Santa Anita kicks up Friday, we'll go Santa Anita as well, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. So we'll do the two tracks every day, and we'll see what happens. Let's hope we get off to a good start at Santa Anita on Friday.
And I would imagine that you would be in agreement with all the other handicappers that it's really been speed favoring at Keeneland.
It really has, even stronger than this is like the old Keeneland of 20 years ago where you just made the lead, got to the rail and go get your money. But I'd like to see it at least even out a little bit because these guys are sending all their horses so hard down the backstretch and they don't come back.
Yeah, no question about that. That's for sure. And now that we said that, they probably, did work on the Keeneland main track, and they'll probably change for today. But in any case, your Linda report for today at Keeneland available right now at the South Point Racebook right here at the South Point, free of charge exclusively. And this is the only place in Las Vegas, the only place in the gaming capital that you can get the Linda report. And it's free of charge, complimentary here at the South Point because they love horse players. That's for sure. All right, John, what do we got for today?
Let's go to race number 7 of the 7th race today. Number 12, Not in a Million Years, comes off the layoff for Chad Brown, and we see what he's doing out there. He's hitting at all cylinders at Keeneland. Has a really good race at the mile and eighth distance. Just got beat at Aqueduct when he was last seen in November. She's working very, very well for the return. She'll run all day, and I just think she's got the most upside in this race. She's 3-1 on the program. Long run to the first turn to work out a trip from post 12 under Irad Ortiz. So number 12, Not in a Million Years, race number 7 at Keeneland today.
All right, 7th race, the 12 horse, Not in a Million Years. How about just today? The 12 in the 7th race, John Lindo's pick for the race day listeners. John, we will talk to you tomorrow, I should say on Wednesday for our next show, and enjoy the Masters and some racing today.
I will, Ralph, and I'm looking forward to getting out there. I haven't had a chance to get out in Las Vegas for a few weeks, so I'll be seeing you soon.
Oh, and we're waiting for you, pal, back in studio, that's for sure. Thanks a lot, John.
All right, good luck today.
Okay, now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Adjusting my camera. Good morning, Ralph.
Yeah, okay, now that your camera's adjusted, any surprises for you in the Masters, by the way?
Well, the Masters was like the most surprising final nine holes yesterday. It was the most surprising nine holes of golf I think I've ever seen at any tournament anywhere.
Really?
I think six guys had the lead in the but Scotty Scheffler started off at 7-under, went down to I think 4-under, ended up at 7-under, and it's crazy.
Well, it sets
up Nicholas Højgaard made 4 birdies in a row, and then he couldn't play golf for 4 holes. It was just crazy golf.
Yeah, outside of the 4 birdies in a hole, I kind of relate to him with not knowing how to play golf very well. That's for sure.
And that was the best representation of you I'd seen in golf in a long time.
Yeah,
and of course, just if you watch the golf, and then you saw Bryson DeChambeau seem to completely forget how to play golf for a few holes, and then all of a sudden holes out from the fairway for a birdie on 18 was just like the cherry on top of a crazy, wonderful difficult nine holes of golf.
Well, we know one thing for sure. It sets up anxious moments and a big viewership for today's final before they get whoever gets that green jacket. All right, what are we doing today at Aqueduct, my man?
Okay, well, we're going to go to the seventh race for our first play today. The fifth race for our first play today, number seven, engage brain before using mouth. Number seven, Doc Sullivan, really appeals in the fifth race for Mike Maselli. I just think he's a lot faster than these. He's been freshened and really has really nothing to beat and really is about an even money shot. And if you got 2-1 on an even money shot, that's awfully good value. Has always been good value, always will be good value. I'll take the seven, make a win bet on it, play the seven over the 1, 2, 3, 5. I guess just, you know, if there's some big prices, reverses to break even a little bit, I don't know. It's all about the seven in the fifth race.
All right, so the seven is the key in the fifth race, number seven over 1, 2, 3, and 5, and reverse. And like Jerry says, most of the action will be on the seven on the front end of this play. That is the New York Stallion Stakes Series Times Square Division. Where are we going next?
Let's go to the seventh race. We're getting 8-1 on It Takes Heart for Madison Oliver, who's the jock, for Bobby Falcone, who seems to be getting a little hot right now. It was like Bobby Falcone as a trainer. This horse showed real nice speed in his last outing. And this filly, I should say, showed really nice speed. Obviously, everybody wants to claim this horse. They must see something good about it. She's been freshened for today's effort. I think she's put 45 days, a little more. So I like the 2 a little bit at 8. If you're getting 5-1 or better, it's sort of a value type play. I'll play the 2 over the 1, 4, 6, and 8. Do reverses 1, 4, 6, and 8 back over the 2. But the 2, It Takes Heart in race number 7 at the Big A.
It certainly does. For racing and playing it as well. In the seventh race, the number 2, It Takes Heart, the 2 over 1, 4, 6, and 8, and reverse in the seventh at Aqueduct. Don't forget Jerry J's Power Pages for all of Aqueduct today at jerryjspowerpage.com. Well, we wrap up this week of racing again with all of the points now given out. All we got to do now is wait for whatever horses are going to stay and go and et cetera. And by the time we get to the first Saturday in May, this will be like the Super Bowl. And like all of the other major events in sports, overanalyzed to the 10th power. But we'll see if we can come up with some winners in that for sure. So until Wednesday again, there's only one more thing to say. Want everybody out there to enjoy the races today, enjoy the Masters, enjoy the family, enjoy being together on this Sunday, wherever you may be. One more thing to say, and Jerry's going to say
great race day, everybody.